Dr. Google can't fix your knee. The Joint Relief Institute can. Fast joint pain relief, covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
1021, Dean Richards, Sunday morning, WGN. And on our WGN morning news tomorrow, the latest on the situation in Paris. Live reports, newsmakers, analysts. We'll dig into the subject for you very thoroughly. Tomorrow morning, the WGN morning news starts at 4 a.m. and goes until 10 on Chicago's very own WGN-TV. So our next guest is named Su Tuju. She is a Turkish law student who's been studying at Sorbonne University in Paris for the past couple of years. She lives very close to where the attacks in Paris took place. And joining us live from Paris this morning here in Chicago, but this afternoon in France, is Su. Su, hi, it's Dean. Can you hear me?
Yes, hello, Dean. I can hear you well.
Thank you very much for joining us. I can only imagine what the last couple of days have been like for you. Can you describe that? Now, you weren't at any of the sites of the attacks, but close by. I know that you could hear some things, but I'm really kind of interested in knowing just really what life has been like for the last couple of days.
Yeah, actually, it was pretty drastic, because when the attacks happened, I was just very close by, but I had just got home and I heard about the attacks. And as soon as we heard about the attacks, the police told us not to leave our apartments, because there was still some danger, because they were outside and they weren't out. And that's why we didn't go out on Friday night. It was very surreal for all of us. And all the Saturday, on the Saturday evening, yesterday evening, I went out. In my neighborhood, there wasn't any bus circulating. And there was basically no one in the street. It was like a ghost town. And normally, it's a very trendy, very cool neighborhood to go out on a weekend night. Mm-hmm. But all the bars were empty. And now I'm out again in the neighborhood, very close to the bombs. There are a lot of people in the streets. I didn't expect it. But there's a weird feeling in the air. It's like no one's laughing, no one's smiling. Oh, it's hard to describe. But
yeah, a very somber, really very, yeah, very somber tone, I would imagine. But at least people venturing out, at least people are somewhat resuming their normal lives, it sounds like.
Yeah, also because, it's forbidden now to make any protests, or like not protests, but any memorial kind of like getting together, etc., in the public spaces. Mm-hmm. Because they're still afraid of some terrorist attacks.
Yeah.
So mostly people are leaving flowers or burning candles in front of the cafes. I just actually passed by from a cafe where it wasn't attacked, but there were apparently the waiters and waitresses who worked there. They were victims of one of the bombs. So there were many people in front, and many people still crying. And
yeah, people leaving flowers and memorial to the waitresses who were lost. What was it like on Friday, when the bombings were taking place? You said that, yes, you know, that you told us that you were actually going to go to that concert venue the night before. Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah, actually, I already had a ticket to go to that show in Bataclan, but then I had a lesson on Friday morning.
Yeah.
So that's why I sold my ticket, but it was very surreal. Like, yeah. We could easily be there. It was just by luck that it wasn't like me or someone else. Yeah. I know, but
So what was it like on the night of the attack? I mean, could you hear anything? Could you hear explosions? Could you hear gunfire? Anything?
Yeah, I heard the gunfire, and after, but I didn't understand it because, I wasn't paying attention to it, obviously, because there wasn't any, we didn't know something would happen. So I assumed that since it's a very noisy neighborhood, that it would I didn't really pay attention to it, but then there were a lot of sirens, police sirens, and ambulances going through it. And there were actually even a helicopter on the sky
yeah.
going by. So we were up until 3, 4 a.m. because we were so shocked. But at the same time, I was always looking through the window, but I didn't bother to really get out. So it was pretty surreal, the street we go by every day was now, such violent attack.
Yeah, exactly. So you mentioned that, there is a sadness, a somberness to the people who are out today. Do people feel safe? I mean, do you think people are afraid and have been intimidated to resume with their normal lives?
Yeah, I think they feel very intimidated because now there's a lot of measures taken. Of course, there are, these attacks are very different from what happened while the attacks on Charlie Hebdo, because it was like the target was more, Charlie Hebdo because they caricaturized the prophet,
yeah.
Or it was either the Jewish community.
Right.
But now there isn't any discrimination, so it could be anyone, anywhere. I mean, it was a Cambodian restaurant. Like, who would think that in a Cambodian restaurant you would get, killed by
and something like that could take place? Islamists. Yeah.
Yeah.
So what are your plans? It'll be Monday, I assume, time to go back to school, time to, go back to your regular responsibilities. What's your plan?
Yeah. I'm a bit afraid to take the public transportation now, especially the subway, because that's what I always use to commute. But now I'm... I'm either going by to places by bike or by bus or as long as I can walk. But also in my university is a historical place. It has a kind of a significant importance here because it's the oldest university of France. And that's why we will have apparently starting from Monday a lot of bodyguards in the entrances.
Yeah.
You will have to justify why you're going there, or
yes.
You will have to justify your student card, etc.
Yeah. Yeah.
And these things didn't happen because they always let, for example, tourists, etc. in. Now,
because it's
everywhere will be very
yeah, totally. I understand because it's Le Sorbonne, so. People are, interested to see such a historic place. Well, I thank you very much for taking time to share your thoughts. I wish you all the best.
Thank you very much, Dean.
Yeah, stay safe, and if you don't mind, we'll stay in touch as well. And we hope you have an event-free week. Sue Tujou, It was a student studying law at La Sorbonne in Paris. Thank you very much, Sue. We appreciate it.